Back on Wednesdays.
I still don't know why.
Wednesday's weird.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, tis what it is.
It is what it is. So, that's what it is.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio!
Eastern Pennsylvania!
Oh, yeah. I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
This is Toodat.
Two dudes, assorted tunes.
Oh, yeah. We are back and kicking ass.
Right back at your face.
More music directly to your face.
Yeah, we got some good stuff coming for you today.
Oh, yeah.
A couple Grammy winners. I ain't watched the Grammys.
Me neither. I was occupied. I don't remember what I was doing, but I was busy.
Not doing that.
Pretty much.
Tell you that much.
Yeah, I think I was getting dinner. I was in lower. Like, I walked into Farron on the Student Center, and they had, the Grammys on a big projection screen and whatnot in the lobby, and I was just like, oh, that's tonight?
Yep, that sounds about right.
I've never been a big award show guy.
Nah, it seems.
But yeah,
I like watching people's best of lists of the year. You know, when people round out the year, these are the albums I really enjoyed, especially when it's stuff that's not the same top 10 that everyone has.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we did that for 4 hours?
4 hours and 20 minutes, I think, just to be about. Yeah.
Yeah, with Gabby.
With Gabby.
It was
a
good time.
She stopped by for a little bit. That was a good time. She still doesn't listen to the show, but she comes through every once in a while and hangs out.
I looked at the playlist for that.
Yeah.
So we were on air on that show for 4 hours and 20 minutes. The playlist is about 1 hour and 23 minutes of music.
That sounds about right,
so
obviously.
So we were talking for more than
for
half of the
3 hours.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Well, there was a point in time, I remember, I went on a rant that just lasted about 15 minutes because I was just trying to stretch out the show, see if we make it.
Yep. You were just ranting about Kanye.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think you told your Selective Service.
Oh, of course.
Story.
Always.
Yeah, for
always and forever.
10 minutes. I don't even know.
But yeah, so a lot of people were disappointed that Beyonce didn't get Album of the Year for the third time. But at this point, can you really be surprised?
I don't know. I mean,
they're not going to give it to her. It's just never going to happen.
I mean, look, dude, Rush got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, pretty sure. You know, that never happened. That was supposed to never happen just because, this is how it's supposed to go down, Yeah. But anyways, are these
we
guys
have some Grammy winners?
Are these
so
guys
excited
in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You know, I feel like they should be.
This is why Google is your friend, folks.
Google! Hooray! Google's the best, man. Yeah.
Apparently, it's just this year. I thought they were not eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ever, but no, just not. They are not yet in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And they were not nominees for the class of 2017.
Okay. All right. Why aren't they eligible yet? Is it you have to have be a certain amount of time since you came out with stuff? Or?
I think they just didn't get nominated.
Huh. All right. Well, that's
it's
not cool.
Why? Because they're not eligible. I'll read about it, and I'll let you know after the break. But this is, we got a good group coming up to start off the show. Jake, what do we got?
Okay, so we're going to play Rage Against the Machine, which is a really great band. And we've played a few things with Zach De La Roca featured on them. And we played Bulls on Parade last semester on one of our shows. But recently, I've gotten more into them than I've been before, and it makes me really happy because they're really good. They're super heavy and just aggressive and angry, and it's amazing. I decided I was going to learn how to play this song on guitar the other day, so I just kind of sat down for a little bit and just started trying to, looked up how to play it and whatnot. It's pretty easy, but it's a really good time. So, Owen, dis you, man. Play
me.
It is uncensored, so... So we had to find the clean version. Or it is explicit. We had to find the clean version, which is what Owen has on his computer.
Diss me, Lego.
Owen, kick it. We'll be right back.
dark forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Do what they told ya. Now you 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 do what they told ya. And 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 now you do what they told ya. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. You do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Don't you die.
Welcome back.
Oh my god.
So like Rage song. Against the Machine.
They're really angry.
So they were not eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So they did reach the threshold for a nomination like 25 years since their 25, first record.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently
it was like 89.
There
right?
was their record was illegally distributed a year before like their first official record came out. And there was, like, legal stuff going on, and it was a whole thing. And basically, like, there were issues going on with that. So it was they were having difficulties of whether or not they would be eligible for the 2017 class or whether it be the 2018 class.
Okay.
So it looks like they're going to be pushed to the 2018 class. Okay. So they would probably end up getting a nomination sometime this year.
Okay.
Whenever that is released, and then potentially being put into that 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. So they are up there. They are getting to eligibility. People want them in there for sure. They definitely deserve it.
I definitely agree with that.
But that's the issue. That's what's going on. They got some weirdness. But
okay. Yeah, no, I feel like they'd get in pretty much immediately when they're eligible.
It'd be pretty close. Yeah.
I think they've got that kind of status. But I'm really excited to see like if that happens, like if they get back together and play, you know, play stuff on at the inauguration ceremony thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inauguration thing. When you know they always release an album of the concert, you know, after it after it happens, and like they're gonna be amazing if that happens. But yeah, Owen, what's next?
What's next?
What's next?
We gotta get a little bit darker, you know. Have some fun with it though.
Yeah.
This is one of your favorite groups, right?
It really is. Yeah, no, I maintain Tame Impala is the perfect music for almost any situation.
Yeah, didn't start listening to them really until you got me into them.
Yeah,
last semester, and I have to say, definitely, Currents is the only one I've listened to all the way through so far.
Okay,
but I really enjoy just about everything that they got.
Yeah,
everything that I've heard from them. I haven't heard anything from them yet that I've been like, I'm not really feeling that.
They have a few songs on Currents that I think are
really
kind of meh. But all right, so what their first album was really, really lo-fi and like super psychedelic.
Okay.
That album's Inner Speaker.
Yeah.
And then Lonerism, which was after that, had a similar sound, but the songs were structured more like pop songs, or not like pop song, like what you would normally think of, but like conventional song structures and whatnot. Less, you know, less weirdness and stuff like that. But and then Currents is much more straight ahead and much more radio friendly, but still has a lot of the same, a lot of similar sounds through it, you know, throughout it. It's not my favorite,
yeah,
but it's still really good, and there are some songs on it that I absolutely love. This is from their second album, though, Lonerism, and this is one of my favorites of theirs, and it's a very straight ahead rock song for the most part. But it's damn good and has one of my favorite lyrics in it, actually. See, just like in general.
Yeah.
Which comes in after the solo. And it's, he tore the mirrors off his Cadillac because he doesn't like it looking like it looks back, like he looks back. Which I think is just a really great line. But the song is Elephant and it stomps. Ready?
Let's do it.
Bye.
No, I like... See, Tame Impala for me, it's similar to Radiohead, but I like them a lot more. I love listening to them, like, when I'm just doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kind of just, like, tune out and just have that, like, ambiance going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds a little bit more aggressive, but yeah. I think in general, that's the kind of vibe I get a lot with Tame Impala. But I enjoy them more than I enjoy Radiohead.
So, okay, so, like I said, they're really great when you listen to everything that's going on, because all of their songs have, you know, so many layers and textures to them, as is generally just inherent with most psychedelic music. But Tame Impala especially does that a lot. But they're also, because of the same thing, they're also really great as just background, because they fill the whole, you know.
Exactly.
You know, it's just really great. It's great for everything. Like,
you can't go wrong.
Yeah, no, I can't think of a lot of things that I could be doing that wouldn't be better with Tame Impala playing. I actually saw Tame Impala last summer.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn, in Prospect Park. And that was one of the best shows I've ever been to. But the actual number one best show I've ever been to was Cage the Elephant, which was the same summer. They played in Central Park with Portugal the Man opening for them. We're going to play Cage the Elephant now. This is from their album... Tell Me I'm Pretty, which did win a Grammy.
Just won a Grammy, yeah.
So what was it awarded for, Owen?
Oh,
I think it was best. Wasn't best rock performance. That was Bowie, I think.
Yeah,
right?
No, that was Bowie.
So I feel like probably best rock album, I would imagine.
That's what I'm thinking.
There's so many weird subcategories and like minor distinctions that the Grammys
album.
Have.
Best rock album.
I'm still not entirely sure what the difference between best song and best record are. But, like, you know, it's...
They get more people to get more awards. Yeah. I like awards, because then people win.
Hooray for winning!
We're going to be the best at winning. We're going to be number one winners. You're going to be so tired of winning by the time we're done.
We the best.
America number one!
Woohoo!
Anyway, here's Cage the Elephant.
The song's called Too Late to Say Goodbye.
Fire.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I like going to shows, man.
Me too. Really, honestly, it hasn't been till this year. Like, I went to see Chance the Rapper freshman year.
We have to make that happen this year,
though. I know we do. Well, he's in Pittsburgh. I told you this. He's in Pittsburgh on the 20th, which happens, I think, like right at the tail end of finals week.
Okay.
So, cool. That's something that we could look into.
Yeah, man. Because
I know...
For sure. For sure.
Me and Marissa had already talked about doing something after finals week.
Okay.
So, like, if we were already going to have a car and be doing stuff, we could drive to Pittsburgh, do that, and then whatever else we were going to do, too.
Yeah, yeah.
After the fact.
Woohoo!
So that would be fun.
All right.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, honestly, up until this year, outside of that show, I hadn't really been to see much anything. Last semester, we saw Pup. Mm-hmm. I went with Gabby and Peter to see the Menzingers and Tiger's Jaw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. For Christmas.
I wasn't able to go to that because I had to go home and then... Rip. To, well, you know, I went to the Dominican Republic, so it was,
yeah,
like,
no, I mean, you had a pretty okay time, I suppose.
Got drunk with my parents, which is kind of a first.
I mean, same, but I was at home.
I know, but, like, I'm legal there, so,
I know.
Woo!
I'm legal where I'm from. As long as my parents buy it for me and give me permission in the house, I can drink as much as I want.
I know, I know.
That's the law.
I know that.
That's the law.
That's the law.
But yeah, so, but this semester I've got a few shows coming up. Marissa and I are going to see the Griswolds and Dreamers.
Yep.
On the 25th, so that's actually coming up 10 days. Damn. That's going to be exciting. Yeah, no, I'm really excited for that show.
I think that's before Vince Staples, right?
As before Vince Staples. That's the 28th.
Is it 28th?
That's March, I thought, though. I have it in my calendar.
Might be.
I have it in my calendar.
Yeah, no, that's March.
March 27th, Vince Staples at Union Transfer.
But we're seeing the Menzingers.
On the 31st.
Yes.
Yep. And there's one more show, because we just bought tickets to see with Gabby.
Yes, that's the next one I'm going to, I believe.
When is that?
I think that's like the first or second weekend of... I think it's the first weekend, maybe, of March. It's the 10th. I forget if it's the first
second,
second
weekend.
Because
my first weekend of March, Friday the 3rd, that's my birthday.
Uh-huh.
So it's technically the first weekend
okay.
of March.
Yeah, 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 okay.
But yeah, no. And then the 10th, we're going to see that group with Gabby.
Gabby!
So yeah, so that's already
that's
four
awesome.
Shows that I'm set to see. If we go see Chance, that's five for me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a pretty exciting semester, I think.
Honestly, dude, it really is. That would be the most shows I've seen in that stretch of time.
That would be the most shows I've seen, I think, total.
Yeah.
If you push back, like, even with all the other shows I've seen before.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty exciting.
It's going to be awesome, man.
We got good stuff coming up. So, we're going to have to play some more Vince Staples in the next coming month get hype for that, obviously.
We definitely have to get hype for that.
I
mean, we will be hype, but, like,
we'll be very
we want to help everyone else get hype.
That's
for
right.
Us to
for,
go
for
do
the
a
experience
thing.
That they don't get to have.
Yeah.
That's right.
Here at Dudette, we like to share our experiences with you, even if you don't get to be there.
But really, more just rub them in your face.
Yeah. Here, look at this experience. Look at that. I'm rubbing it in your face.
Right to the face. Music straight to your face.
More music directly
more music
to your
straight
face.
Straight to my face, and then I just tell you about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the power of radio.
Yeah, it is.
Correct. So,
what do we got next?
I think you should talk about the next one, because you know more about this guy than I do. We're not seeing him, unfortunately.
We are not. Honestly, I don't even know if he's, like, does... Like, he's got a couple albums that are live shows, like, you can get. And there was a record I saw down at the store in Easton. It was, like, there's no songs on it. It's just two sides. It's an hour and 6 minutes, I think. But it's just one of his live shows. But...
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know how much he does public appearances now. So this guy... MF Doom, also known as Doom, also known as King Ghidorah, Victor Vaughn. He does a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He may be schizophrenic. I don't know. But he's got a lot of different... He's got a lot of different personas that he raps under.
Yeah.
His most recent, he just cut the MF. He used to be Metal Fingers Doom. Now he's just Doom. So his most recent album, outside of like the stuff he did, I think Nehruvian Doom... That was a duo album.
Okay. I know there was Danger Doom.
Danger Doom was back in 2004. That was one of my favorite Doom.
Was that Danger? That was Danger Mouse and MF Doom.
And MF Doom. And then they also recollaborated back on Demon Days in 2005 when they were on November Has Come. Doom was featured on that, but Danger Mouse produced a good portion of that album.
Yeah.
Which was very exciting. Very good album. But yeah, so Doom does a lot of stuff. Garber has gotten me 2 Doom records.
I have.
They were both the same. He got me Operation Doomsday twice, which is honestly... But it was nice because there's 2 different colors. So one of them was the limited edition. It's like a silver cover. And the other one is the one with like the actual cartoon cover. So...
But that's still limited. That's still limited edition because there's like a couple variations of that.
And the record itself is beautiful. It's nice. It's red, green.
Yeah. I think it came with a poster too.
Into each other. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So very good. And I also have Born Like This, which is what this next song is off of on vinyl, which is pretty exciting. I've seen Food, which is one of like a lot of people think is his best album. On vinyl a few times, but I haven't.
You know, Matt has that.
Matt has him for, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
You know, he has a poster hanging in his room. It's pretty awesome. But yeah, no, Food.
Food. Mm. We like food here at Toodat.
I like food.
Yeah. Mm. Childish Gambino makes a rap snitch Knishes reference on Camp, which is one of the songs on Food, and it always makes me smile every time I hear it. So check that out as well. But yeah, so this song is off of Born Like This. The song's called Cells. It starts out with like a really dark 2-minute intro, which we're going to play the entirety of, because I think it's just very fitting for a lot of things. This album came out in 2011, I think, so it was a while ago. But I think just based on where we are as a country and the world right now, this song is very dark, but also kind of fitting. So without further ado.
Well, yeah, no. I think one of the things I like about Doom. I don't know a hell of a lot about him.
Yeah.
I just know whenever I listen, I enjoy it. But when you said this came out in 2011, it just surprised me because it has a very old school feel to it.
Yes.
And pretty much, I mean, you know, pretty much everything he does has a really, really cool old vibe to it. And you know,
2009, not 2011. 2009. But yeah, no, it still feels. It feels like something, because Operation Doomsday, I believe, was 90... Was it 92 or 97? Now I gotta keep looking things up.
But, like, yeah, no, he's got
that was 99.
Okay, but he's got a really great, you know, old vibe to him.
Yes.
And,
Everything sounds like it was, like, early 90s kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. The beats are, like, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
He just has a good time with it. And a lot of times, he's got great rhymes, but they're usually nonsense. Like, Gazillionaire is a song I wanted to play first off of this album, but we couldn't find a clean version.
Rip.
But if you actually go and listen to that song, a lot of the rhymes are just total nonsense. Like, it's just things that he put together because it sounded cool, but it doesn't actually mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's a ton of fun, which is why you can have an entire album called Food.
Yep.
And it's all about food. But it works.
Yes, it does.
So, yeah.
Here's Cells with a Z. Doom on Toodat.
Born like this, into them. As the chalk faces smile, as Mrs. Death laughs, as political landscapes dissolve, as the oily fish spit out their oily prey, we are born like this, into this, into hospitals which are so expensive that it's cheaper to die, into lawyers who charge so much it's cheaper to plead guilty, into a country where the jails are full and the madhouses close, into a place where the masses elevate fools into rich heroes. Born into this, walking and living through this, dying because of this, castrated, debauched, disinherited because of this. The fingers reach toward an unresponsive God. The fingers reach for the bottle, the pill, the powder. We are born into the sorrowful deadliness. There will be open and unpunished murder in the streets. It will be guns and roving mobs. Land will be useless. Food will become a diminishing return. Nuclear power will be taken over by the many. Explosions will continually shake the earth. Radiated men will eat the flesh of radiated men. The rotting bodies of men and animals stink in the dark wind. And there will be the most beautiful silence never heard. Born out of that. the sun hidden there, awaiting the next chapter.
From the realm of alkaloon, smelly gel fumes, separating cell womb to melly mel boom, revelations in braille, respiration inhale, view nations fail and shaking of a snake tail, make do, blazing swords, trays the haze, praise the Lord, saving grace, lace your broad, she say she bored, a crazy straw, ink and steel, dry paraffin, candy corn, crap rappers pale by comparison. A bad Samaritan averaging above average men. Rants and rants having rambling savages scavenging for scraps, perhaps roadkill. If that, gift a gab, any flow, ill chrome stiff hat. Note for writing lightning tight lines. Chief and beefing, being off deep ends divine. Bright shines even, dimes quiet as mines by design. Mighty fine, slight rewind, tightly bind, blind lead blind. Need minds now, that was this is then. Listening to sizzling, official tense, whispering him again. Metal face finster, playing with the dirty money. Sinister, don't know what he's saying, but the words be funny. Major vet, spaded through the vest with a bayonet. Save your breath, gave a F, pay your debt, they forget. Make a sweat, bullets, crime pays no benefits. Then it gets wilder with more childish and degenerates.
3,000 years ago, Moses said, every human being is responsible for his action, or that being is still a beast, not yet human.
Yodel at your uncle flows, my motorcycle trunk fools. From 2-1 to 1, loose crumbs to chunks and bundles. Hands down, better than what your mans used to get. Standing around for where the translucent loosest spit. Missing wheel, you don't listen, you a feel head. Sitting in the kitchen, pissing, twitching, kissing, steel lead. Crime pays no dental nor medical, unless you catch retirement, county, state, or federal. You heard like roaring waters in a seashell. If a tree fell, you couldn't tell from three cell. Be real careful, they telling by the earful. Kids doing skid bids, acting out is terrible. Word is bond, fix your clothes, put a shirt on. Pants sagging back when used to meant you had a skirt on. Squirts posing as thuggers and hustlers. El Elo closer than y'all's ball huggers.
Doom is transmitting a message to you.
Super fools!
I need to use more power!
I need to use more power!
Yeah, so what I love, one of the things I love about Doom, also just in general, is even from Operation Doomsday onward, but this album specifically is a little bit different, because Operation Doomsday and Umfu both use like a lot of samples from old like cartoon, comic booky references.
Mm-hmm.
And this one still has a story, but kind of diverges from that. But the way he uses that sample of the intro, which is a poem that came from another artist, mm-hmm. as well as just the supervillain samples throughout the album, it's a fun time. And there's always a story to it, even if it's kind of nonsensical. But like that just fits with the character as well. Mm. So it's a good time.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I love the thing about Doom that I love is just his voice.
Yep.
Because he sounds just like a big old fat guy. You know, just kind of sitting there rapping over some nice slow beats. You know.
Yeah. No.
You can like when you listen to him, you can like just see like his face like blop like blop blop blop.
He's not though. That's the funny
thing. I know.
Thing,
I know.
Is that if you look up picture, first off, there's like very few pictures of him without. He has like an actual metal mask that he wears when he does public appearances.
The metal face of Doom.
There are very few pictures of him without it.
Yeah.
But he's like a pretty slim dude all in all, which I think is funny. But he's also like 45 years old. So,
yeah, man.
Still making records.
On one of my favorite albums of last year was the Avalanche's record,
yep.
Wildflower, and he appears on that,
yeah,
on the track Frankie Sinatra, which is mainly Danny Brown rapping, but Doom has the last verse
third
on
verse,
it.
Yep.
And it's just real cool.
It's a good time.
But anyway, I think it's about time we do the thing where we tell people some stuff.
We do the thing where we do some stuff, and we tell people about my selective service stuff.
Oh, God.
We move forward. Garby, you want to go first?
Yeah, all
do
right.
It.
That was two of them.
Well,
how about this one? Radio Catalog Kit. I don't think this is a public service
announcement. It's a public service announcement at all. All right. You know, when summer vacation starts, school lunches stop. Hunger doesn't take a summer vacation.
It does not.
So, Garber, did you know?
Yeah.
1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger.
You know, I think at this point in our show, I do know. I do know this.
When school ends, so do the free and reduced price meals that millions of kids depend on during the school year.
Yep.
Of the nearly 22 million children who access free and reduced price meals during the 2013-2014 school year, only 2.6 million access meals through the summer food service program in 2014. That's only 10%.
That was only like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Help feed kids this summer who could otherwise go hungry. Support the summer food service program. It's brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yep. Important stuff. All right. Let me try again. See if I can grab an actual public service announcement. How about this one?
Nope. You cannot.
God.
My turn. Support caregivers this holiday season.
Hey, I don't think we've heard this one yet.
Caregiver assistance.
Cool.
Did you know more than 40 million Americans care for aging loved ones?
No, I didn't.
The majority of caregivers are women, and many are sandwiched between the needs of their parents and their own children.
All right, I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but, like, just the sandwich line in there.
Almost 3 of 10 caregivers say the responsibility has been life-changing, and often not in a positive way.
I did know that.
More than 1 in 5 caregivers reports a decline in the quality of their physical, emotional, and social well-being.
I report a recline in my physical and social well-being.
Well, yeah, because you're leaning back in this chair.
I am, in fact, reclining.
AARP's Online Caregiver Resource Center is an invaluable source of information, tips, and tools to help caregivers care for their aging loved ones and themselves.
All right.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay.
You want one more? Do you want one more chance, Garber?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, you were one away from picking another one of the...
Oh, God. No.
Woo!
No.
Is the selective service?
No.
You had so many to pick from. So instead of Garber reading, I'm going to tell a story. So, you have to sign up for the selective service. It's, if you're a dude and you live in America, you got to do it. You can sign up officially when you're 17 and a half, and 18 you gotta register by. If you're trying to go to college, then in order for you to get financial aid, you have to be registered with a selective service.
Trying to get money.
Fun fact, I skipped a grade. And so when I was applying for colleges, I was 17. Well, I was 16 turning 17, so I wasn't even close to 17 and a half at the time.
Wee lad.
Yeah, tiny little boy.
Wee little baby.
So I'm trying to apply to college, and I'm like, I tried to apply ED2 here, and they didn't send me a financial aid package, so I couldn't, like, finish up applying. And they were like, well, we can't do anything until you sign up for the selective service. I'm like, well, I can't sign up for the selective service until next year. So the whole thing ended up working out. I think I pre-registered. It was some dumb thing. Either way, talk to the colleges if you're applying and you're too young. But if you're not too young, sign up for the selective service. It's a draft. So if you want to go to war when Donald Trump inevitably sends us to war in some country that no one's ever heard of, or North Korea, probably North Korea,
God.
Then sign up for the selective service today. Also, it's the law and you have to do it. So rip you and me.
I mean, I'm not all that worried because, like, I'm fat.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Like, I don't think they would take me.
You're not wrong.
Wow. All right. You're not supposed to agree with me.
But, you know.
All right.
Anyways. I don't think we'd be their first pick in general.
Yeah.
I feel like we'd be doing okay.
Anyways.
Go to college, they probably won't draft you. That's my advice.
All right. So, anyways, yeah, we have some things to tell you guys about assortment of different things, but all relating to our show. So, there's exciting news, actually.
In the realm of Toot-a-Toot!
Yeah. I'm going to tell you about it now. So, y'all probably never heard of the app Symbol before. But it's really cool, and you should all go check it out. Symbol, like what drummers use, with a C. And it's sort of like an Instagram for music. It's like what you post stuff, whatever you're feeling at the moment, you know. And then people like the songs that you share, and it's also great. You know, Spotify is linked up to it, SoundCloud, Apple Music, if you're into that.
We got one.
Yeah, we do. It's at Toot-a-Toot.
Toot-a-Toot.
And, yeah, go check it out. every single song we've ever played on the show is on our Symbol profile.
That's pretty lit.
Yeah, no, I spent like 40 minutes just posting everything. Nice. We don't have any followers yet, I don't think, because it like just happened and I haven't told anyone about it. But definitely go check that out. Download the app. It's really cool. It's really great for discovering new music. That's a good time. That app's actually how I discovered the Avalanches.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, they're like I said, that album's one of my favorites that came out last year. It was one of my most played. I just love it. But it's a really great app. Go check it out. It's at Tudat. The app is called Symbol. You can also follow at WJRH on Symbol. That's where we're at right now.
Yep.
And there's some great stuff on there too. So I think we should do the thing now where we remind everyone what they're listening to.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM,
Lafayette College Radio,
Houston, Pennsylvania.
I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
This is Tudat.
Tudat.
Two dudes.
And the Avalanches album was one of your favorites that came out last year. One of my favorites that came out last year. Actually, two of my favorite albums that came out last year coming back to back here. Mm-hmm. One of them came out at the very end of the year, so it was not eligible for Grammy nomination, but I guarantee that it will be for 2017.
I would hope so.
Is by one of my favorite artists / people / sentient beings of all time. You know him as Childish Gambino. You may also know him as Donald Glover. You may also know him as that dude from Community. However you know him, he's a pretty talented guy.
He was also in Interstellar.
He was.
The Martian, not Interstellar.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know about that, but know he's going to be in Young Lando Calrissian in the new upcoming Star Wars movie. So that's going to be exciting.
That could be pretty cool.
Also, he does a show called Atlanta, which both Garber and I absolutely love.
It's amazing.
And he made a song. And the song's called Zombies, and we're going to listen to it because it's fun.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Them coming, you can hear them breathing down your spine. All I see is zombies, hear them screaming out, they can smell your mind. Don't you feel alive?
So, when excuse you. So when Gambino's album came out, there was a lot of surprise. I think just because it wasn't a hip hop album, it was just it's funk, you know, and it's just. I mean, all right. I feel like it's gonna sound weird, but like I think people, I think everyone will know what I mean. You know, the whole album is just delicious.
Yeah,
no, I realize you can't taste, music unless you have synesthesia or something cool like that. But like, it's like dessert.
It's a very good time. Very sweet. Good.
So good.
Speaking of sweet, next up we got a very positive dude.
Yeah.
He's one of the most optimistic people I think right now making music.
Really is.
Like.
He's also talking just awesome.
Perry, who lives on Garber's floor, does not like hip hop. Nope. But even she was just like, yeah, no, like he's just a very positive guy. He's always putting good stuff out there and like just making people happy, and I can appreciate that. So we have a very big difference of opinion when it comes to music, but we can both appreciate this man. So
here's good night, Garber.
Chance the Rapper. I look, man. Here's Chance the Rapper with blessings. Yeah. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Praise him, praise him till I'm gone. I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone. When the blazes go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now. Look out for your family. He has ordered my steps. Gave me a sword with a crest. And gave Donnie a trump in case I get shortness of breath.
I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone.
Don't be mad.
I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up.
Good God.
The blessing come down.
Good God.
When the praises go up.
Oh. Good God.
The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
The blessings come down. The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Oh.
The blessings come down.
Good God.
They booked the nicest hotels on the 59th floor with the big wide windows. With the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money. Ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close. Ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference in blessings. and worldly possessions, like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. I'm at war with my wrongs. I'm writing four different songs. I never forged it or forfeited. I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4-minute song. You need a 4-hour praise dance performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath, so Nico, grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with the buzzer beater to end the quarter. Watch brick and mortar fall like dripping water. The blessings come down.
When the praises go up. Oh, oh. The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Are you ready?
The blessings come down.
For your blessings.
When the praises go up.
Are you ready?
The blessings come down.
For your miracle.
Are you ready? 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 Are you ready?
It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap.
All right.
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, dude. You know what the most amazing thing to me about Chance the Rapper is?
What?
He's 23.
Yeah, no.
He's like...
He's 23, he's independent, and he's still making great music with his friends.
Yeah, no, he's like basically our age.
He's living the dream.
And that's for sure. Accomplished, admittedly, significantly more than we...
Yes. Combined.
Yeah, and probably ever will. I mean,
Hopefully not.
No, that'd be awesome, but like...
No, I know what
he's
saying.
He's accomplished more in 23 years than most people do in their whole life.
Yes. That's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we got one more song to round out the show.
We do. We
hit us in an hour. So, Robert, what we got?
Okay, so this is someone we haven't played on the show before, I'm pretty excited. He actually just came out with some new music a few weeks ago. That was pretty chill. It's really good. This is older than that, though. This is from, I think, his second album, I believe, called Salad Days. The guy's named Mac DeMarco, and he's really chill and really cool. And he makes some really great late-night psychedelic music. And I think this is the most popular song. It's called Chamber of Reflection. So let's groove out to this, man.
Let's go.
All right.
So, yeah, this is the show.
Yeah, no, that's all we have for you today. You can listen to this episode and previous episodes online if you go to wjrich.org/ripharambe. Go check it out. We have some fun stuff up there, as I'm sure you know.
And, yeah, that's an hour, so bye.
Yeah, this has been Two Dat. I'm